Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Isaiah chapter 29, verses 17 through 24. The Reverend Robert Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Holy Prophet Isaiah, the 29th chapter. The Holy Prophet writes, "Is it not yet a very little while until Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field? And the fruitful field shall be regarded as a forest. In that day the deaf shall hear the words of a book, and out of their gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind shall see. The meek shall obtain fresh joy in the Lord, and the poor among mankind shall exult in the Holy One of Israel. For the ruthless shall come to nothing, and the scoffer cease, and all who watch to do evil shall be cut off, who by a word make a man out to be an offender, and lay a snare for him who reproves in the gate, and with an empty plea turn aside him who is in the right. Therefore, thus says the Lord, who redeemed Abraham concerning the house of Jacob. Jacob shall no more be ashamed, no more shall his face grow pale. And when he sees his children, the work of my hands in his midst, they will sanctify my name. They will sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and will stand in awe of the God of Israel. And those who go astray in spirit will come to understanding, and those who murmur will accept instruction. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our gracious Lord placed Adam and Eve into a fruitful land, a garden. It yielded all they needed to pass their days with pleasant work and provided them their daily bread. And when they fell into sin, He put them out of that fruitful land. He drove them from the garden east, east to the untilled soil, east to the wilderness, east to the overgrown forests. And so the man and woman, having cast off God's holy image, lived among danger and the wild beasts, their brows sweat, and their sorrow and pain was a constant companion. And so it is to our day. Later, God called Abram and led him to Canaan. And Canaan was a very fruitful place. Abraham prospered there. His flocks and his nephews grew so large that the land could not support them together, and they had to split up. And there Abraham raised his son, and he his sons, and Jacob raised his 12 sons. And they prospered greatly until the famine came, and they were compelled to move to Egypt, where they were later made slaves. But God remembered His people there. He remembered Israel and moved them to the Promised Land, the land flowing with milk and honey, where grape clusters were so large it took two men to carry them. But they, being sinners, were never content with the fruitful land. And they sinned and turned from their Lord. And their land was later stripped of them, their temple destroyed, and they sent into exile. And that land was taken over by unbelievers and pagans. The once fruitful land where God was worshipped reverted back to a wild land, an overgrown forest of pagan spirituality, idol worship, the fiery sacrifice of children, and every kind of evil. We hear Isaiah, with the word of the Lord, say, in a little while, He will reverse those things. That He will make the wild forest a fruitful place, and the fruitful place would be regarded as a wild forest. Lebanon, that wild land, that overgrown spiritual forest, the place of pagans, Gentiles, and unbelievers, would see a restoration, a reversal of its wild and unregenerate nature. That Gentile forest would be made fruitful again. Israel, who had known the voice of the Lord, who had known His great fruitfulness, would be made destitute. They would revert to a wilderness forest, a place of beasts and danger. We all like peaceful times and fruitful lands. We have songs about it here in America. Too often, though, we think we are the ones who create this fruitfulness in our lives. We knock ourselves out with politics, thinking that will make things good. Or science and automation will give us the life of ease that we love. or our enlightened attitudes will bring us a nirvana. We do it in our homes, our towns, our nation. We do it in this synod. I've watched it for many years. Our minds and hearts are too often bent toward the things of this earth and not on things above. We are by nature and birth children of the wilderness, children of wild forests, unfruitful minds and hearts, and the Lord bids you to repent. You know that it is the gospel alone that brings any good out of anything. The gospel alone creates a fruitful land out of wild, uncultivated forest. And that is what Isaiah is speaking of here. Lebanon, which represents all the Gentile lands, would become fruitful. The gospel would bring faith, good works, and love for neighbor where there was only unbelief and evil acts and injustice and evil. And how does he do that? By his word, not by his power. He does it the hard way. On that day, the prophet says, the deaf hear, the blind see, the meek have joy, and the needy rejoice instead of continually lamenting their fate. And we say, who can bring such wonders about? Who can do it? You know, it is your Lord Jesus Christ who makes all things new. He is the sinless one who took on our flesh, our sin, our infirmities, and suffered the wrath of the Father for us. He was lifted up on a tree taken from a wild forest, and ransoms us with his holy, precious blood. His beautiful and holy wounds are the price of the world's redemption. His blood atones for the sin of the whole world. And behold, from the throne of his cross, where he labored and thirsted, he makes all things new. And he has breathed out his spirit into the world. He breathes out his spirit who moves and brings life to everything that was dead. The scriptures tell us that the spirit is poured out upon us from on high. The wilderness becomes a fruitful field. The fruitful field is deemed a forest. Justice will dwell in the wilderness. Righteousness abide in the fruitful field. The effect of righteousness will be peace. And the result of righteousness, quietness and trust forever. And again, the scriptures say, when you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. In our times, in all of history, we see places shift between fruitful land and wild forest. We see heathen lands become fruitful, and we see Christian lands turn away and become pagan again. And we pray, How long, O Lord? How long will this go on? Why don't you just set it in stone? Why? But we have to remember that's how things go in this life. It's what our fathers observed, that the gospel moves on, and when it does, the fruitful places often turn wild. Isaiah spoke of this concerning the Jews, who I looked for it to yield grapes. Why did it yield wild grapes? It's a cause of Christ's weeping as he entered Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. Luther foretold it in Germany. We've seen it come true. We see it happening in our own land. We seem surprised when our congregations shrink and the once faithful drift off. We say, what's going on? Why is that happening? But I've often wondered why we're not surprised when our congregations grow at all. I suspect we credit ourselves when it grows. We blame God when it shrinks. Repent. We are sinners. We are given good and we produce bad. We waste his gifts. We desire what has not been given. We give our worship to things that are not alive. So we look to our Lord and we repent, trusting in his mercy. Repenting of our sin, the Lord grants his forgiveness and gives peace to us poor sinners. The Lord is continually at work in us, in his church, and also in the world. He is always leveling the high places and making rough and making smooth the rough. He is incessantly working our uncultivated and unruly hearts and making them fruitful places filled with the bounties of the faith. This is missionary orientation week. They're out being oriented. But we must remember them. They go out into a world that's deaf and blind, that's barren of love and kindness, is ruled by tyrants, petty and large. They are surrounded there by scoffers and liars. They go with little but the word of God, a little money in their purse, maybe a cloak and some sandals or a few other things as the Lord gives them. But the Lord works a great miracle with His word. He forgives sins, transforms hearts and minds, provides for tired and ill bodies, and gives rest to the soul. All of that simply with His cross, which He forgives us. The all-sufficient work and merit of Jesus, who gives rest to the weary and the burdened. And it's the same in our little parishes, which are stuck in the middle of the woods, isolated on the prairies, and alone in the cities. It is always the Lord converting the world. It's always He who brings His good things from nothing, who provides for the poor and heals the sick. He alone makes a fruitful land where once there was only a wild and ragged forest. But that's what He's done for you. You have had the Word planted in you. You have been watered and fed. You are righteous, flourishing like a palm tree, planted in the house of the Lord, flourishing in the courts of your God. You are part of the fruitful land, the Lord's own kingdom. You are part of that great field, white with the harvest, waiting for His holy angels to gather us to the eternal joys and life of our true home. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Jonathan and Deaconess Cheryl Nauman, who serve the Lord in the Dominican Republic. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.